Hello?
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from Metro Research, conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections. To make sure we have a representation of all ages, let me ask you, what's your year of birth, please?
1976.
76. All right. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received, please?
PhD.
A PhD. Great. Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, sir?
No.
No problem. Give me one second. All right. What is your race, please?
African-American.
African-American. Great. Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered to vote?
I am registered.
You are. Great. Thank you.
Yes.
As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? 50-50 chance you'll vote? Probably not, or definitely not going to vote?
Almost certain.
Almost. Okay. Thank you.
Well,
how motivated are you?
What was before almost certain?
No, actually, that's the highest one, let's say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Because, you know, I guess it's because we never know what can happen, right? Something can come up or et cetera. Anyway, how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not motivated at all and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote?
10.
A 10. All right. How much power do you feel your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you believe it has from 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
10.
A 10. All right. Thank you. Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to two of the ones I'll read to you. We have immigration, voting rights and democracy, climate change, jobs and economy, cost of living and inflation, crime and violence, racism and discrimination, student loans forgiveness, healthcare, voting rights, that's one. Okay. Healthcare, abortion, Israel-Palestine conflict, or criminal justice reform, police violence?
Or racism.
You said racism?
Yes. Wasn't that a choice?
Yeah, it was. Racism and discrimination, correct. All right, so we got the two we need. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means you feel neither warm or cold. That means neutral. And 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. You may use from any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. But if you don't know or haven't heard of them, you can tell me that, too. We're starting with Donald Trump.
0.
0, okay. And we have Hakeem Jeffries.
10.
Got a 10 for him, okay. Republicans in Congress.
No, 1.
1. All right. Kamala Harris is the next one.
I'll give her a 9.
A number 9. Okay. Joe Biden.
I'll give Joe a 10.
A 10. All right. And last but not least, we have Democrats in Congress.
I'll give them an 8.
An 8. All right. Thank you. If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided, or will you not vote?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Gotcha. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote in the 2024 election for president, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Just between those two. Okay. Thank you. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Democrat.
Democrat. All right. Would you say your life was better under President Biden, better under President Trump, or about the same under both presidents?
Getting better under Biden.
Would you say much better or just somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
Somewhat, okay. Then would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits? Or would it make no difference to you? One of them would be the fight racism and discrimination. Would you be more likely or less likely to support someone like that?
More likely.
More. Say much more or just somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more. Next one says that is too woke.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
The next one says that it, you know, the candidate would be too woke.
I don't even know what too woke means.
Okay, no problem. So it brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable is the next one. Too more likely or less likely to vote someone with this priority?
More likely. Right.
More likely. Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. Is honest and ethical?
Yes, more likely.
Much more or just somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay. Is effective and is effective and gets things done?
Much more.
Much more. Protects abortion rights?
Much more.
Much more. And it says wants to build black wealth.
Much more.
Okay. Thank you. Then for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well do you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means it doesn't describe them at all. It says grow the economy.
Describes them well.
Extremely well or somewhat well? 5 or 10?
Extremely well.
Extremely, okay.
10.
Secures the border.
Extremely well.
Extremely well. All right. Looks out for people like me.
Extremely well.
Okay. Puts people over politics.
Extremely well.
Okay. Thank you. Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
Extremely well.
Okay. Defends democracy.
Extremely well.
Okay. Wants to build black wealth.
Extremely well.
Okay. Thank you. I just want to tell you that we're almost done. I truly appreciate your patience so far. It really means a lot to us. So moving on, I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. For each one, please rate the statement from 0 to 10, where 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress, 5 means it makes you somewhat motivated, and 0 means it doesn't make you motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. Remember, any number from 0 to 10 is fine. First one, as a parent, I feel safer sending my kids to school because Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law for 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investments to expand school safety and mental health programs.
Extremely.
Extremely motivated. That's a number 10. All right.
Yes.
As an entrepreneur, I've been able to successfully set up my first business thanks to Democrats providing billions in forgivable loans for small businesses like mine to stay afloat and grow in black business ownership at its fastest rate in 30 years?
Yes, extremely.
Extremely upswell. Okay. Here we go. As a middle-class mother, the child tax, I guess in your case would be a middle-class father, right? The child tax credit in the Democrats' American Rescue Plan provided real relief and helped working families like mine stay afloat during the pandemic.
Yes.
Does it go to 10, would you say? Extremely motivated as well?
Yes. Extremely motivated.
Okay. Gotcha. As a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic.
Extremely motivated.
Okay. And as a working parent, my family now has the health care coverage we otherwise wouldn't have received if Democrats in Congress hadn't expanded coverage to me and 2.7 million other black Americans under the Affordable Care Act.
Extremely motivated.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. Please select the two or three actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally. Here's the list. Eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers. Invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing. Sent out $1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan. Cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8. Invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. Lower the cost of prescription drugs and cap and insulin costs at $35 for seniors, invested in black small business ownership and entrepreneurship, brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for black Americans. Remember, you can choose two or three of these to have the biggest impact on your life personally.
Food protections and student loans.
Mm-hmm. Give me 1 second. You said, what was the other one, I'm sorry, besides the student loan?
Food protection.
Food protection.
Food security.
Gotcha. Here we go. Okay, sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. So once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican, Democratic, are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Democratic.
Democratic. Okay. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? Number one, we should invest in safety net programs that will raise black families out of poverty. Or number two, we should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap.
Both.
Right, both of them are good statements, but if you could choose only one, the one that you feel more relatable to?
The first one.
The first one, okay, gotcha. Okay, really want to appreciate your patience. We're almost done, once again. Quickly moving on, I'm going to read you the series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means the statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress. 5 means it's neither convincing nor unconvincing, otherwise neutral, right? And 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote for Democrats for Congress. It says, every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care, but Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare. Get rid of the Affordable Care Act and block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lower health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of black families. As a result, over 2.7 million more black Americans had health insurance coverage in 2023. From 0 to 10, how convincing is this to vote for Democrats for Congress?
10.
All right. While Republicans have chosen Donald Trump to represent their party, Democrats have a new generation of leaders like Congressman Hakeem Jeffries. As a representative in Congress, Jeffries has vowed to put the people over politics, working hard on behalf of Americans to get big things done. And if Democrats regain control of Congress's election, Jeffries will become the first black speaker of the House and continue delivering for us. From 0 to 10, how convincing?
That's a 10.
A 10, all right?
10.
No one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will. But Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that would force women to give birth even in cases of rape or risk to the mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protection on abortion.
A nine,
okay. Gun violence is out of control in America, and Republicans in Congress send thoughts and prayers instead of taking real action. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investments to expand school safety and mental health programs.
10.
Not 10. Costs are way too high, and it's time for the government to start putting money back in our pockets so that we can finally get ahead. While Republicans in Congress care more about making big corporations and the ultra-wealthy rich, Democrats in Congress have brought down costs by capping prescription drug costs, $2,000 per year for seniors, increasing tax credits for affordable homes to $1.7 billion, and cutting credit card late fees. From 0 to 10. How convincing is this? A 10. Okay. So we have just a few more questions to ask you again. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election from 0 to 10? 0 means you're not at all motivated. 10 means you're extremely motivated.
10.
Okay. How much power do you feel your vote has to create change in your community? I know I remember I'm asking this one more time. I know I asked them before. So
10.
Please rate the amount of power you feel. All right, from 0 to 10, 10 is a lot of power. Once again, sir, and sometimes in surveys like this, people change their minds. Sometimes they don't. So once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican, Democratic, are you undecided, or will you not vote?
Democratic.
Democratic. All right, once again, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress from 0 to 10. 10 means it describes them extremely well, 5 somewhat well, 0 doesn't describe them at all. Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
10.
A 10. And wants to build black wealth.
10.
A 10 as well. Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, sir, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat progressive.
Okay. Are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
You are. Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong or not-so-strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. How would you describe your employment status?
Employed.
Okay, is that full-time or part-time?
Full-time.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Joe Biden.
Okay, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine, just an average.
Maybe 80 grand.
Around 80, okay. And aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week?
Weekly.
Once a week? Weekly, okay. That concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Hope you have a great
Thank
rest
you.
Of your night. Thank you for your patience.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye.